Winter is definitely here, especially with the expected colder temperatures and possible snow. However, the moisture would be most welcomed. Your fertility program is a critical component of your cropping system, and it will soon be time to determine what rates to use for your top dressing application in your wheat crop. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent with the Post-Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. There is still time to obtain some soil samples as the ground is not frozen yet, as the 2 and 4 inch soil depth temperature averages at our 4 weather stations in our Post-Rock Extension District have been recorded at 40 to 43 degrees Fahrenheit. And yes, you did hear it right. We now have 4 weather stations in the Post-Rock Extension District, with the newest one in Smith County. More news will follow soon about the new station. However, let's talk about the cold temperatures. So after the cold temperatures, your soil temperatures will probably lower somewhat, but it may take some time. Just remember, temperature is not the only criteria for determining if the soil is frozen. Other factors include moisture content, soil type, and the residue cover. The standard 0 to 6 inch surface sample is normally used to test for pH and the non-mobile nutrients such as phosphorus and potassium. In addition to requesting the standard soil test of pH, phosphorus, and potassium from the 0 to 6 inch surface sample, producers might also want to monitor soil organic matter levels and micronutrients such as zinc. Zinc is not a nutrient commonly found deficient in wheat production. However, it is important for corn and grain sorghum. So including it in your sample package would be helpful for planning for these rotation crops. Soil organic matter is an important source of nutrients such as nitrogen and sulfur. In addition to pH, organic matter, phosphorus, potassium, and zinc, all of which are all non-mobile in soils and accumulate in the surface, the mobile nutrients such as nitrogen and sulfur and chloride can provide significant yield responses when deficient in soils. Since all three of these nutrients are mobile in soils and tend to accumulate in the subsoil, we strongly recommend the use of a 24-inch profile soil sample prior to growing wheat, corn, soybeans, or grain sorghum. However, we know that it may be difficult to get a 24-inch sample. Just get as deep as you can. Nitrogen is a nutrient likely to provide the most significant yield response. Wheat takes up the majority of its nitrogen prior to flowering, so it is important to know what rate is needed with a soil test prior to top dressing in the spring. Sulfur deficiency is certainly increasing across the state in wheat production as well. To help producers with the challenging task of managing your fertility program, several K-State Research and Extension districts are hosting 4 regional soil fertility management schools in North Central and Northwest Kansas on Tuesday, January 28th through Thursday, January 30th. Our Post-Rock District will be hosting one of the schools on Wednesday, January 29th in Osborne at the United Christian Church, starting at 9:30 a.m. and concluding at approximately 12:30 p.m., followed by lunch. Other locations include Rush Central, Russell, and Sharon Springs. There is no cost for any of the schools. However, registration is requested by January 15th, either online at postrock.ksu.edu or by calling any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day and stay warm out there.